The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters
the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone here on Money Life, and it is the Danger Zone. Now, those of you who listen regularly, well, you know what I'm talking about, because for a while now, a couple of months, we've been showcasing the flip side of the danger zone. It's sort of been the attractive zone. Why is that? Because at New Constructs, they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. Most of the time, we're looking at the dangerous picks here on this show because we want to be able to steer you clear. David's picks on the buy side, they're fabulous, and a number of you love them. But, of course, my philosophy when we started was, well, it's easy to get stock picks. It's not always easy to understand what you should avoid. And what's really interesting about the danger zone picks and the dangerous selections from New Constructs is that the basic concept here is that David and his crew dig in at the footnotes level and work their way up. And what they find as they're making that journey is that if you started at the other direction, the top, and worked your way down, you would be misled by some of the numbers and you would wind up finding out that, hey, something that looks pretty good at the skin level, it's not good when you'll dig in deeper. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com, follow them on Twitter at newconstructs, and remember, they blog about everything that we talk about here on the show. So the result is, if you want more information about what you hear us talking about today or any week, you can check it out at newconstructs.com. David Trainer, welcome back to Money Life.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Touchstone Sands Capital Select Growth Fund.
Touchstone Sands Capital Select Growth Fund. The A shares trade under the ticker symbol TSNAX. What are you finding dangerous about Touchstone Sands Capital Select Growth?
You know, this is a classic. You don't get what you see necessarily. And so really this is an exercise in reading, you know, the details all the way down to the individual company level, the footnotes for all the different holdings in the entire large cap sector. To be specific, 2,456 holdings that we went through. And what we found is that, you know, the large cap sector overall, or large cap style overall, looks pretty good, where we see a lot of attractively rated funds. But when you get into large cap growth, it's not so good. And in particular, when you get into Touchstone Sands Capital Select Growth Fund, it looks pretty darn bad, especially compared to the benchmark, not just in terms of quality of holdings, but also in terms of fees.
When you're starting to talk about that many holdings, I'm looking at a fund at that point where I'm thinking you basically are a closet index fund and almost any fees are going to be bad. But this is a fund with an expense ratio, and that's before you add in loads and everything else, an expense ratio north of one. So if you're getting index-like returns at best, you're already paying too much, right?
Yeah, that's right. And when I talk about 2,456 holdings, that's for all the large cap. ETFs and mutual funds, right? So we went through all the funds, right? We do, you know, that's the benefit, I think, of what we're doing, is that we don't tend to pick things out just by chance or because we happen to look in one particular portion of the market. We're looking at everything. We're pulling out the worst of the worst and the best of the best, depending on what kind of danger zone we're in. And with TSNAX, I mean, just to break it down for you, it has almost 45% of its fund, I'd say 43% of the fund allocated to stocks that get a dangerous or very dangerous rating. Whereas the iShares Russell 1000 Growth ETF, its benchmark, has only 18% allocated right? Significantly less than half allocated to dangerous or very, very dangerous stocks. So, you know, from right off the bat, right, you're paying a lot more because the IWF, right, its expense ratio is 20 basis points compared to 107 basis points for TSNAX. So you're paying more and you're getting lower quality holdings.
Fund managers like to call it active share. Look at how my what I've done deviates from the index. But for you, what you're looking for is, yeah, you'd love active share as long as it was active share that meant that the fund gave you more attractive holdings than the index and not less attractive. You know, great, congratulations. You're not the index fund, but this is you've taken the best of the index and just kind of thrown it away and loaded up on the worst, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, what we're really trying to also point out here is that traditional fund rating methodologies are going to look at past price performance. And in that on that level, in the last quarter or so, TSNAX has done pretty well. So it's going to probably get 4 or 5 stars from Morningstar. Who knows? I didn't check Morningstar, actually, but that's what most people are looking at. Fortunately, the fact that it has performed well can often be the counterindicator, right? It's holding a bunch of expensive stocks. And that's the big thing that we're finding here is that in terms of the future cash flows embedded in the valuations of the holdings, you know, we see meaningfully higher expectations for future cash flows in TSNAX's holdings compared to the S&P or IWF or the Russell 2. And that just means that your chances for outperformance are lower just because you're already holding a bunch of expensive stocks.
Well, I did check the Morningstar ratings on TSNAX, the Touchstone Sands Capital Select Growth Fund. It gets 2 stars, but it gets 2 stars if you understand the Morningstar system, in part because the last 3 years overall have been miserable, even though the last year has been solidly above average. The last year, it's been in the top 20% of its category. And so if that were to continue, because 1 and 3 year records are the most important that go into the star rating, you're going to get to a point where it hits that tipping point and it goes from 2 to 4 stars. And when it makes that jump, and if it continues long enough, it would get to 5. But if it makes that jump, that's a big jump. And that'll get people to say, hey, I want to get in with what's hot. The point here is not that this fund can't do better for stretches of time. The point here is that between the weighting of a preponderance of dangerous holdings and the excess that you're paying, it can't do well or above average perennially and long enough to be a good long-term hold, right?
That's exactly what we're saying. And we like to believe that we're adding another dimension to the diligence process for investors, advisors, and portfolio managers when they're putting their funds together that says, hey, let's look at what the underlying holdings tell us, because at the end of the day, the holdings drive performance. And if you're not doing that diligence, you have to be relying on somebody who is, or you're taking the risk that you're going to not just underserve your clients, but potentially end up in regulators' crosshairs, because the fiduciary duty to clients includes the duty of care, which means you've got to do real diligence. And I'm not sure how you can make a straight-faced argument that you've done real diligence if you haven't at least taken a look at all the K's and Q's for the companies you invest in, whether you're investing in them directly as individual stocks or indirectly as an ETF or a mutual fund.
It is a great point. And yeah, you could certainly question whether or not somebody was doing their diligence if they're your advisor and they're putting you into the Touchstone Sands Capital Growth Fund. It's TSNAX, and it is this week's pick in the Danger Zone. David Trainer, thanks so much for joining me on the show.
Great to be with you, Chuck.
David Trainer, everybody, he is the founder and president of New Constructs. And if you want to learn more about how they do it at New Constructs, go to newconstructs.com. Don't forget to follow them on Twitter, at New Constructs. All right, we are heading for home on the Monday, July 10th edition of Money Life. Up next, it's the market call. David Brown, the chief investment strategist at Sabrient Systems, will be here talking stocks when Money Life returns right after this message. Stick with us.